Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times, no matter what goes on around you, always remember Jesus Christ is Lord. And the reason you got to always keep that in mind is because a lot of the circumstances and situations that go on around us, they sometimes, to the carnal mind, make people question that. Question his lordship, question his authority, question his love for his creation. But in order to be able to come past all of that, you got to see the bigger picture. Think about the cross for a moment. If you just saw the cross as an isolated incident, you would miss the bigger picture. You would miss what it was that God was doing. The cross in and of itself, as an isolated incident, was a time of incredible pain and suffering, was a time of the sins of the world being dumped upon the pure, spotless Lamb of God, was a time of incredible struggle. It was a horrible, horrible thing. And if the cross was all you saw, if you just saw that isolated snapshot, you would miss the bigger picture. And the bigger picture being the redemption of all mankind, the forgiving of sins, the propitiation for our sins, for our sacrifice that need to be paid. Our substitution, I should say, rather, that need to be paid in order for us to be made right with the Father. You know, if you just saw the cross, you wouldn't see the rest. The rest of the things that we face, or that we see, rather, is all part and parcel of the whole big thing that God has been setting up, designing, putting together, working on our behalf. So, for you, for I, as we go through this life, and we go through momentary trials, momentary tribulations, momentary struggles with different things, don't be perplexed. Don't worry. Those momentary trials are just for a season. Those things that we struggle with, they're just for a window of time. And if you're walking with Christ, there's actually a reason behind it. If you're walking with Christ, the things that He leads you into and leads you through, there's actually an eternal purpose in that stuff. And in order to see the full manifestation of it, you got to be willing to go through a few things and not run from it, not hide from it, not look for a way out. You know, a huge, huge principle that God had to solidify in my soul was, it's still one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's just, if not for the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit in me, I couldn't do this. But to go through rather than to try to get out. You know, the mind of man, the mind of fallen man is always to get out. You don't want to, if you're part of the world, anytime you're in a tough situation, you want out. I want out now. Whereas for the children of God, they want to go through. Ours is a journey of going through the struggle, through the trouble, through the, I think about sometimes like Philip the evangelist, who, left Jerusalem in the middle of a tough time when there was persecution that broke out against the church. You know, he went over to Samaria and preached the gospel, and tons of people started coming to know Christ. Incredible miracles were taking place at his hand. Spirit of God working through him. Wonderful, wonderful stuff taking place. And in the middle of that huge revival, God sends him out and says, all right, now I want you to go to the desert road. Doesn't give him any more instructions than that. How often have you seen that in the midst of the good things that you and I do, in the midst of that, that God then will send us into something else? See, when the difficult times are there, that's usually what people want to get out. But what God would rather do with us is to take us through those difficulties and to take us to the other side to overcome them. And then when things look like they're smooth sailing, then to send us into something new. Because now you've come through that. You've triumphed over that. You know, I mean, Goliath had to be gone through. You know, there was no way out. A lot of people kept looking for the escape. Every time that Goliath showed up, they would all run away. And what would end up happening? They'd end up having to see him again. Next day he'd show up and would say his words and continue on with what it was that he was doing. So rather than that, what did David do? He showed up, knocked him down, cut his head off. Done. Next? Why? Because he had already been through. There was the bear, there was the lion, and Goliath was no more than that. He had already been through a few things before. So he knew the God that he served. So he had been through, he had trusted, he had developed faith, perseverance, character, hope, knew what it was that he was dealing with, and went through. See, for you and I, if you don't go through, what happens is you never went through the bear. You never went through the lion. When the little thing showed up, you fainted, you fell, you wilted. You see what I'm saying? You wilted. And then you got to go back through that again. I think there's that passage, I think it's in Jeremiah, where it says, you know, that how can you run with the horses if you get tired with the foot soldiers? It's along those lines. But I mean, you can't, if you can't take care of the normal stuff, how are you going to manage when you get into the time of incredible trial and adversity? The times where it seems like you're all alone and you're trying to figure out how to go forward. You're trying to figure out how you're going to take your next breath because it feels like the air in your lungs is being choked out. How often have you had that experience? Have you ever been so miserable, so tired, so miserable in your heart that you can't get out of bed, that you can't move? Have you ever had that experience? Yeah, I know some of you have, where, you know, it's just so heavy. But you know what? God allows for that. You need to go through that. Because if you come to the other side of it, you're going to be stronger. So, alas, the world continues to spin on its axis, and people continue to fall apart at the seams. Why? Well, their houses don't have a good foundation. Their houses they're built on shaky sand. The foundations are not solid. They're not built on the rock. And when things come, they fall. When the trial comes, those that do not have a foundation, they falter, they fall. They fall apart. They melt under the pressure. Whereas the Father takes his people through. And when he takes us through, here's another thing too. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. We come through not because of our overwhelming power and strength, not because of anything that we have or do in the natural. No, we come through because His Spirit carries us through. We come through, the miraculous happens because His Spirit makes it happen. See, when you try to do it in your own strength, you find out that the arm of flesh fails you. That's what the world does. The world tries to do things in its own strength. Rather, you just need to be positionally correct and do all things as unto the Lord. See, when you're positionally correct, the Father works through you. Because what He wants is an ambassador. Now, here's the question. Is the ambassador responsible for running the kingdom that he represents? No. No, he's in a foreign land, but he's still a representative of that nation. So you and I, while we're in this world, we're in a foreign land. We're in a foreign world. This world is not our home. We're simply representatives of the King of Kings in this place, at this time, for such a time as this. And what it is that we do, and who it is that we are in this place, it is not contingent on man's efforts. It's rather contingent on the will of the Father for us. See, the Father Himself, He knows what He would have for His people to be. He knows the roles in life that He would have you to have. This is where it gets really interesting for me, because it seems like every couple of years, the things that God has me doing change so much, so much. Night and day differences between the things that God would have me to do. Is it an abundant life? Absolutely. Is it a full life? Oh my gosh, it is so full. But at the same time, there's struggles. I mean, every time that God changes things for me, I end up going through a really steep learning curve for those first 6 months, because it usually put me in something completely different than something I've known before. And in that process, I've got to learn. That first 6 months, I'm learning a ton. By the second 6 months, things are clicking, things are going better. And usually by the close of that last year, whatever it is that He's got me to do, I'm knocking it out of the park. Now, why is that? Because He does that through me. And usually in that first part as well, those are the times that God hangs His people out there to mark others, to mark the worlders, for them to be revealed and exposed. See, something that you got to realize is that God uses us many times as bait. He hangs us out there for the world to see that we are indeed one of His. And then the world loses its mind and looks at us and wants to kill us, wants to hurt us, wants to harm us for no apparent reason other than the fact that we're one of His. Now, they won't say to you, oh, I want to hurt you because you're one of God's. Now, sometimes they will, I should say. But a lot of times they won't. In fact, a lot of times they couldn't even tell you why they hate you. But they do. And you know it by their actions. You know a tree by its fruit. You know by their actions that they hate you. They will smile to your face and nod and shake your hand and put a knife in your back. But you know what? What did Jesus do? Well, Jesus didn't shy away from that. He knew the ones that would knife Him. I.e. Judas, He knew what was coming. But He still went through. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be a punching bag. Not at all. There's wisdom in all of this stuff too. Now, if God's got something for us to do and puts us in harm's way in the natural, no problem. Because this world's not our home. And if we check out of here, we're out of here. So, yeah, it's not a big deal. But, But you need to use wisdom. And God gives you that. Because also He would have us to be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. You know, you got to have some wisdom. You got to understand where people are coming from. You got to make adjustments as you go along the way. And know that in all things, that there's a place for you. There's a set of activities that God would have you to be doing. There is a role that He'd have you to fulfill. And sometimes it's really heavy. Sometimes it's light. Sometimes it's sometimes it feels wrong. Sometimes it feels right. Love the rhymes. Yeah. No, it's there's a role that God has for you. And you know, the role is secondary to the placement that God would put you. Jesus was a light that came into the world. The light shone in the darkness, and men hated the light. That's part of it. You know, God just wants us so many times just to be there. Just to be light. You know, does a light have to do much? No, it just shines. It just is what it is. Now, God may have for us to do things, and He'll lead us by His Spirit when He does. So He may have us to speak, may have for us to preach, may have for us to do and reveal and act in certain ways and do certain things. God may do that. But whatever it is that He does with that, that's according to His plan and purpose, not our design. No, our design and the nature of what it is that we do, we follow the Father, take things as they come, as He leads us into them, and don't struggle with the stuff that you don't need to struggle with. You know, sometimes we worry and are perplexed about so many things, and we find out later there's nothing for us to even be perplexed about. God took care of it. You know, I mean, people worry about things like their school fees. You know, how are they going to pay for this? How are they going to pay for that? And you know what? They haven't even got, they're still 2 years away. Doesn't mean you can't plan, but don't worry. Because when you worry, you basically say that, you know, that you don't necessarily trust God to show you how to walk through whatever it is that He has you in right now. So, you know, so worry is out for us. For the people of God, you don't have to worry. Because in whatever it is that God puts you into, He's going to strengthen you to do it. It's a good time. You know what? It's a good day for God's people. Because, you know, right now the world is really struggling. The world is really melting down. And as it's melting down, the children of God are rising up. You know, we're rising up because also the world needs a Joseph right now. The world needs people that are right with Him to be in positions of leadership, to make a difference. So, you know, and the things that, and that's why too, another thing you got to realize is the worlders don't want you there. You know, speaking of Joseph, and I said this sometime back on a podcast, do you think that those advisors in Pharaoh's court wanted Joseph there? No, they didn't. They wanted to destroy him. They wanted to get rid of him. But they couldn't do anything about it because he was under the king's protection. And, you know, Without a revelation, you know, of who the Father is and who we are to each other, you're going to get stuck. Oh, man, I tell you. Life is interesting. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time to be alive. You know, it's an amazing time to you watch my way forward, because you know that way forward is revealed by the Father. And you know, we've all had our questions along the way. We really have. We've all had our struggles along the way. All of us have. You know, you're not alone in that. You know, we've all had our struggles, but in the things that we struggle with, look back and see. Has God called you and taken you through? Yes or no? Yes, He has. Of course He has. Is He true to His promises? Yes. Yes, He is. And Lord, just thank You, Father. And thank You, Lord God, because You keep Your people. Father, thank You that You keep us. You said in Your word that You'd keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on You. So Lord, we stay our minds on You right now. Lord, we just pray, Father, for Your strength. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Your just deliverance, Lord, from the situations we're going through. Lord, bring us through them. Pray, Lord, bring us through them. Allow, Father, for Your people. Allow for Your people, Lord God, to speak truth, not accusations, but truth, Lord God. Allow Your people, Father God, to speak truth with one another, Lord. And draw, Lord, those unto Yourself that You've destined, Father, to be Yours in this day, in this age, at this time. Lord, be with, Father, Your people, as, Lord, we look unto You, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank You, Lord God. Be with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, God is good. You know what? He's always going to take care of us. You don't got to worry about anything. In all things, trust Him, and He will indeed carry you through. So, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you, and we'll catch up again sometime soon. All right. Bye.